right, my finger has pressed a button that has activated a cursor, that has pressed another button, that has then done a bunch of stuff with if and statements, that has started the recording.
Okay. In that case, it's Sunday night, and you know what that means. My name is Ellie. I'm here with Beth, Crash, Eo, and Jen. Previously on Plus Ultra, it's been an eventful week for the adventurers. First, they took the air car to the north to visit the Giona in an ancient Groover smithy that was still operating after half a millennium due to the Giona's perseverance. The Giona sent them farther into the mountains to seek the Council of the Sky, who lived in the monastery called Altasuna Steria. These Sky believed that they were the descendants of the only survivors of the apocalypse 500 years ago. To clarify, they believed that the people they were descended from were the only survivors. And were surprised to discover that there was still a civilization on the plains below. The adventurers traded information and then allowed Sarai, one of the younger Sky and the most enthusiastic, to accompany them back to Beeble's Tower, their home base back on the Dunmere Plains. While Sarai spent the night and exhausted herself reading through books she'd never even heard of before, the library at Altasuna Steria is large but not all-encompassing, the adventurers received two unexpected visitors. The first, Roderick, came from the Academy in Dunport and reported on goings-on in the city. The Queen was still collecting all of the artifacts that come into the city from the wilds. Iago was occasionally seen with her, but more often was absent for weeks at a time, and the senior wizards at the Academy had decided that it wasn't time yet to inform Queen Livia that after 500 years, a teleport destination, the one in the tower, had reactivated. The second was somewhat more impressive. Daggers, the Night Dragon Steward of the Unseen. Daggers gave his account of the war that had disrupted the magic and ended the world, and the party learned that two great dragon eggs still existed. The red egg, hidden away within the mountains, and the white egg, in a vault deep under Dunport Keep, where it had been since the humans who betrayed the dragons had stolen it. Between Daggers and the Sky at Altasuna Steria, they also learned that Iago has been around for centuries, and is considered something of a legendary villain by the Sky of the Monastery. Now, the adventurers have returned Sarai to her people as promised, where she was very excited to tell people that she met a real dragon.
She was in
and the party was headed back, the party are headed back to a place they haven't been in months. Grotung, the Ugog Hive, where they intend to seek the aid of the Ugogs in reaching the White Egg before Iago can finish his plans, whatever they may be. The snow lies deep and driven in the plains, and at times travelers on the road outside the protection of town buildings struggle to see their hands in front of their faces. It's been nearly 6 months since the fire that started all of this. The place is the skies above Dunmere. This is Saltra. And that was an especially long introduction to make sure that we're all caught up.
All right.
Makes sense.
I can't see my hand in front of my face.
That's because your hat has fallen down in front of your face. So when you wave your hand, unless you happen to have one of the holes of your hat in front of your eye, you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Adelina, have I mentioned how glad I am that you're driving?
Yeah, I think you have mentioned it, and I think it's going to be fun.
Oh, Adelina, you do not have full control of the air car.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Whee!
It's not going to fly.
You've been driving it long enough that...
To clarify something, Ellie, did you say now or not have full control?
You do have full control over the air car now.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Cool. Suppose we'll see where we want to go with this car.
Yeah. You've been driving it for about a week. It's...
Okay, so I know what I'm doing then, right?
You know what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
In fact, you should, you should now have a skill on your character sheet, the air car pilot at train.
Oh, okay. Where do I find that?
It should just be, if you open your sheet, it should just be under skills. It's the first one.
Skills, first one. Okay, let me see if I can figure that out.
The tab at the far left on the character sheet, directly below the image of your character. Well, might and then skills.
I can figure this out.
Air car pilot.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it right now.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just letting you know it's there. I'm not asking you to roll it or anything.
Okay.
All right. So you are, in fact, the flying above the planes. You're far enough up that you're not quite far enough up that the weather is below you, but the air car is climate controlled, so the snow just melts as it reaches the cabin.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not making the seats too soggy.
No.
Good.
This is magic climate control. It's not like you're in a convertible.
It's more like the little magical, it's a magical bubble car like the Jetsons.
Something like that.
I mean, we do live in a tower.
Mm-hmm. I love it. We don't have the robot maid.
No.
No.
Well, they didn't start out having.
Oh, they had to acquire her? I didn't realize. I'm not deep in the Jetsons lore.
One of the first episodes is Rosie's like an old... Rosie is the current maid robots as Murderbot is the current succulents.
Ah, I wouldn't mind a Rosie. Anyway.
Me either.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just here vacuuming with this dinosaur. It's 11.
You had said that you wanted to go consult with the Ugogs.
Yep.
The best way to do that is probably to go back to the tower and go down into the barrows.
We had a nice long walk. Mm-hmm.
There's still that tunnel. Otherwise, you're not actually quite sure where Groutung is. If you wanted to, like, dig straight down.
That would be rude.
And also possibly a bad idea, considering how Groutung is constructed.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that. You've got a flying car. You can go pretty much anywhere you want.
We should probably go back to the tunnels and go back to the tower and park the car and... Wish there was some way to not have people able to pop in easily. That's a development.
We could park the car on top of the teleportation circle.
Don't think we can fit it in there. There's not a door big enough for the car.
Right.
We can put something else on top of the teleportation circle.
Well, yes, that's true, but we don't want anyone to, like, teleport into it and, I don't know... We don't want someone to wind up being half-man, half-chair.
They can do that?
I have no idea.
Okay, new plan. We put a tub of water over top of the teleportation circle.
I have my doubts.
Meh, works for me. That sounds like too much work.
Let's just park.
Devin, would you give me a DC4 roll? Difficulty 4 roll? And you can add magical practice and magical theory to it.
Let's see. Da, 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 da. And so that will be... let's see. And that will be used by another one for having another applicable skill. And because it's intellect, I have a level of effort because my intellect edge is 4, and wow, the dice are messed up.
Yeah, kind of are.
That die was completely black.
It at least showed a 3.
I wonder if you need to go into the dice and ice settings and reset things, because I was seeing crashes come in as black as well. Anyway, with the ease by 4 steps, that even a 3 beats it. So, yes, you can temporarily disable incoming teleports on the teleportation circle. That's one of the things that you found out while you were studying with Sarai last night.
Oh, good.
As Karasinda mentioned, it doesn't do anybody any good to have a teleportation circle that in a private sanctum that anybody can just show up in.
Yeah.
Well, not just anybody. Anybody who also has a teleportation circle that links to ours.
I wouldn't have such a comment if it were like down at the front entrance and people could show up and then, you know, walk up the stairs and knock at the base of the stairs with, you know, locks and things. But having it show up in basically the bedroom, rude.
Well, old Rob doesn't sleep there.
No, but it's where Adelina's bed is now.
Yep.
Adelina, the really strong one. The one with the sword.
No.
Well,
No one wants to be walking out of the bathing chamber with their hair dripping wet, wrapped in nothing but a towel, and discover that there's company right there on the rug.
The rug is red, and Adelina has a sword. It would be a salt problem. And I think I've been in the Sith campaign a bit too long.
Yeah, that, I was going to say that sounds more like Ran than...
Karasinda would have a long lecture about the troubles of getting blood out of carpet because it does not actually dry red, therefore, yeah.
I have a solution.
You have to use cold water.
Don't mind me. I'll just show you out.
Oh, that's who's in there. Okay.
That's my character that has a very over-level telekinesis.
Oh, okay.
You are welcome to arrive at the tower anytime you'd like. Otherwise...
Tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're at the tower.
Let's see. Can the GM Kool-Aid us down to... Well, basically, we have to go to the Barrows, and I guess we don't need to be Kool-Aided then.
Mm. Yeah, I still don't have a map for Groutong, so...
That's fine.
Old Rob will refrain from making a joke about... how we just need to attach shovels to the sides of the car and then we can fly it through the tunnel. He will refrain from making that joke, but I want everyone to know the level of character growth that had to be acquired for him to refrain from making that joke.
Now, you could actually attach some digging implements to the car and dig the tunnel wider as you went through.
Except,
but it would be boring.
No, bad. No. Mm-hmm. No, we're not doing that.
Old Rob will, however, tell a story about a bunch of explorers who had to travel down a long passageway in order to make the journey be easier for us because he's using his anecdote ability. Not that the GM is likely going to make us make a roll to walk down a long featureless tunnel. But it's still meant to make it easier. And if the GM is going to make us make that roll, this will be fascinating.
Trudge. We possibly had to lean out of the car with scoops to you know, dig a path through the snow till we could get to the Barrows, but, well.
Yeah, that's possible. Or at least you had to trudge.
Uh-huh.
Let's not use the car to dig. That's...
Of course not. Devin's got onslaught.
The Barrows are more or less the way you left them. The stones that you placed over the entrance to the tunnel are still there. Although knowing what you know now, they seem a little... It's like putting a Band-Aid on a dam that could burst.
Oh, no.
Jen, the party learned while you were absent that the Ugogs can have strong enough control of the earth around them that they can basically... They watched one of the Ugogs... they watched one of the Ugogs basically snap their fingers and open a door into a tunnel that they'd previously dug.
They're kobolds with mold earth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
They're earth elementals, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. So, yeah, these rocks that block the tunnel are, like, it would be the work of a moment for a new guy to get rid of them.
Yeah, but it was more to keep people from going in.
If someone has come through here, they have very meticulously replaced the stones that you put there.
Oh, okay.
So, it's the work of 5 minutes to create an opening that you can go through. And then it's down through the tunnels, which are still not quite tall enough for most of you. Adelina, you're just fine.
Yep.
Old Rob walks with a hunch. Small. It's fine. This might be a bit more pronounced hunch when he's in the tunnel.
Is there anything you want to do on the way? Or, like, it's going to be a couple hours of walking. Is there anything you want to do while you're walking?
Harrison is just going to check for this, that, the other, and everything. You know, are there any edible mushrooms or fungi or whatever along the way that we can pick up for, you know, obviously not leaving any that sorry, obviously not taking any that seem to be being blatantly cultivated as snacks, but, you know. She has that living off the land thing, so she habitually just looks for this stuff.
Not really. The only fungus that you see growing is, like, luminescent.
Well, that's something.
So, and it's not, like, obviously cultivated. It's just sort of random, growing out of the walls.
If she finds a good patch of it, she may try to, you know, transplant a small amount of it, you know, further on to where there's less of it growing in the wall, you know.
Okay.
But aside from that, I can't think of anything that...
All right. If nobody else speaks up, then we're going to fast forward a couple hours.
Rob will sing the first 30 seconds of a song that goes on for like 8 hours, assuming Karasinda will bop him over the head with her staff 30 seconds in, possibly sooner than that, but he will still sing a full 30 seconds before he's subdued.
After a couple hours, you come to, the tunnel gets lighter at the end. And you can hear Ugog voices. You can hear Ugog voices faintly from the far end.
Where's a good spot that we should sit and like, stand and knock? Seems rude to just pop out into people's living quarters.
If you let me keep singing, they'd have known we were coming a while ago.
I am not letting you keep singing that. For one thing, you don't sing so well.
I like the part of the song where the pink fluffy unicorns dance on rainbows. I could sing about a baby shark instead.
Nope. None of your weird smooth fish.
There's also that song that doesn't have an ending to it.
I know, you made it up, and you keep making verses on it.
No, that's the song about 100 bottles of an inebriating beverage that have all been placed on a wall for some reason. A shelf would work better, but apparently they're on a wall.
I think they're supposed to be on a shelf on the wall.
Yeah, that would make sense, but it wasn't part of the song.
Old Rob is continuing to say this with the understanding that this conversation is such that the Ugogs will still know we're coming.
Uh-huh. Yep. Probably.
Yes.
So Old Rob is accomplishing his objective through means other than song.
You get to the end of the tunnel. There is not really the tunnel isn't built for knocking. But one of the Ugogs peers in upon hearing your voices and says, "Oh, it's you."
Afraid so.
This is Uga. They were the friendly one who got you up in the morning, and who knows how to read.
Uga. The elder one. Yes?
Guga the Ugog.
Guga the Ugog.
And a somewhat more elder one, if I recall? Or was
it? The older one is Etab.
Ah, right.
Etab is the elder. Reki is their apprentice. Guga is the friendly one who got you up. Darrow is the one who was with Ute when you guys showed up the first time.
I think I remember now. Oh, right. Yes, I remember the knowing how to read and whatnot. Yes.
Right.
Wave.
Old Rob would remember these names. They are passing over the player of Old Rob like water over a duck's back. I don't know why the duck was in the sink, but it was there.
Ducks like sinks.
Makes sense.
I thought they liked ponds and being in a row.
Oh, so, you know, Etab was just talking about you.
Oh!
Should I go take you to them?
If you don't think that they'd mind us showing up.
Not at all.
Okay. If it'd be no bother. But only
how
if
they mind?
No bother.
You're are you going to hurt us?
No.
No, of course not.
Never intentionally.
Never intentionally.
Well, then you're friends.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Guga turns around and starts heading down one of the ramps.
Follow that Ugog.
We go.
Possibly the slight explanation that sometimes even friends might not be welcome, like if you're, you know...
In the bath.
Yes, if you're in the bath.
Oh, then, well,
we wouldn't want to interfere with that.
I'm pretty sure Etab's not in the bath.
Well...
I'm not sure Etab has a bath.
Is there an equivalent for Ugogs? Of something you do that takes a little while that you want privacy for, and you wouldn't want even a friend walking in on you while you do it?
This conversation, probably.
reproduction, but ETAB doesn't do that. And here's ETAB's room. They said they were going to meditate, but it's always okay to interrupt ETAB when they're meditating. So, and Guga just knocks on the door. There is a pause, and then the door slides away, and ETAB is there.
Are you meditating?
Little way.
Are you meditating? Are you still meditating? Are you meditating now? Have you started meditating again? I am not saying this in character. Not in the slightest.
Karasinda does a little sort of apologetic wave.
I shall inscribe on the rocks. Today was the day that ETAB was irritated until their heart stopped.
That's the meditating now, isn't it?
I haven't seen you in a while, but you're welcome to come in.
If it's no bother.
So, what brings you to Grouton?
Dragons.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Why don't we, Devin, why don't we have you or Rob tell this as a, lay out the facts. Laying out the facts seems like it might be a good idea. Just laying out the facts.
Well, old Rob is a speaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One who tends to embroider things.
Well, this is true. This is true that he does have that character asset. I'm not going to call it a dis-ad.
Karasinda will just poke him whenever he's actually embellishing too much.
Something he's got to do.
Devin will assist in the telling.
I thought you were going to say in the poking.
Oh.
Devin can do both.
I mean, maybe, yes.
Devin believes that he can poke someone verbally.
Old Rob will concur that Devin can poke someone verbally. Devin is not as good at poking someone verbally as Karasinda is, but Devin can still do it.
Get you a mage who can do both. Never mind.
All right. Unless you really want to tell the whole story.
True believers, you can go back and listen to the last 5 episodes. Excelsior!
Yes. I admit I was surprised to receive contact from Daggers. But the steward of the unseen mentioned that you might be coming by.
Oh.
You did mention this in front of them.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah. After Gorshan's death, Daggers checks in with the Ugog hives every now and again to see how we're doing.
Mighty kind of them.
That I hope that's kind of them.
Well, Daggers was Gorshan's friend and brother.
Also just a tad terrifying.
Yes, well. He means no harm, but he is very large. So when he stops by in person, we do sometimes have to corral the smaller Ugogs to make sure they don't flee in terror.
Mm-hmm. Quite understandable.
Large is he?
Well, we looked out and it's like a couple of giant moons on the horizon, and no, those aren't moons, those are eyes.
Oh, okay.
Made the entire area around the tower dark, presumably with wings or something, big.
Mm.
Devin, you'll know that it was just, like, that is what Daggers does. He's the Night Dragon.
Okay.
Yes, he does that. He's
big. Very big.
Indeed. So, you are here to ask for help regarding...
Asking would make
that... Don't worry. All you have to do is say yes or no.
Oh, okay.
You are here to ask for help.
Dot, dot, dot.
You want help getting to the white egg before someone else gets to it. And you believe that we can dig quickly enough
to help you locate the egg before someone else does whatever they think they're going to do.
Nod.
Yes.
You came here to ask us to dig you tunnels toward Dunport. Mm-hmm. And down into the mountain below it. Is all of that correct?
I think so.
Unless you are willing.
There's that. Well, there's the and actual, if it won't put you out too much and
oh. If I could interject.
Yes.
It's possible that some of us were here to ask that. Me personally, you've been asked to do a lot of stuff over a long period of time.
Exactly.
I prefer guidance. What should we do?
Oh, that's a good one. Hate to say it, but he's got a point. That's a good turn of phrase.
Well, if someone gets their hands on the white egg as it opens, they will be able to influence the dragon that comes out of it.
Uh-huh.
If you get your hands on the white egg, you will be able to influence whatever the dragon, whatever it may be, that comes out of it.
Do you think Daggerus could want to
take care of it? That's what I was hoping.
It anyway, shouldn't be anyone who has influence over a dragon.
Except another dragon. I mean, they gotta be barely raised somehow. That. Well, they're probably like parents and whatnot, so dragons should choose who's gonna influence their egg.
I mean, point being,
no.
I don't like the idea of anyone, mortal, having influence over a dragon, which is kind of the whole point.
Yeah, I don't really want to influence a dragon in ways that would be...
But that's just it. We don't know which ways would be. The path to hell is paved with good intentions, as they say. Best to not make the wrong choice.
That's all parenting and all teaching, I think.
Yeah.
Whether if people are dragons.
But we certainly need to make sure that nobody else gets to the egg first, because other people have clearly had... They have not had a very good live and let live kind of behavior.
You mean the war.
That too. And also, I don't really want the queen getting hold of the dragon either, so...
She can find it.
Or at least make sure that... I mean...
Daggerus will know what to do, I think.
Right.
He often does. But he seemed inclined to allow us to assist you. By which I mean... He has no formal power over the Ugogs. But when a great dragon tells you not to do something, you tend to listen. If you know what I mean.
Old Rob will snort at this.
So, we the Ugogs of Grotung volunteer of our own volition to assist you in finding the white egg.
Is there anything that we can do to help
we
pay for
require
this.
No payment.
All right.
On the one hand, very good thought, and of course we will help how we can, but also on the other hand, I think right now we need to save time.
Good idea. I hope I can bake people cakes later.
I have already asked Darrow and Ute to prepare for a journey toward Dunport. They should be on the main level when you exit my room. I shall stay here and continue to meditate.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And again, I reiterate, we know what we do, and this is of our own volition.
So relieved. So relieved.
Now, you have asked us for things since we got here, and I have provided as best I could.
Sorry.
But this one is on us. The Ugogs do not wish to see certain people in control of a newly born great dragonling. So, now I have done all the talking that I needed to do. Do you have any more talking that you need to do?
Old Rob will share a story about a mother hen who had 28 chicks and went all over the farm trying to find some peace and gosh darn quiet in order to give this particular Oogog an asset in finding peace, quiet, and the ability to meditate.
That was a very good story.
May it serve you well.
You should be a storyteller, young man.
Working on it.
Old Rob is not going to suggest that they are the same age.
Thank you for coming to visit. I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
Thank you for
seeing us.
Mm-hmm. Of course. You are friends of the hive.
It's good to know.
Now, please let me meditate.
Scamper.
Indeed.
We leave the mother hen to their meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The door slides shut after you. You hear. You have to go up a couple of ramps to get to the main level.
Okay.
But Darrow and Ute are up there waiting for you. Ute waves. Darrow, slightly less so.
Wave back.
Wait. Oh, hey, it's you!
Yes, hi.
It's nice us.
Last we checked.
Did you come in through the tunnels?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them, anyway.
I was wondering how you got here. Yes, of course they got here through the tunnels. There's not a hole in the ceiling, and we don't have a teleporter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard about those, but Etab said it was on purpose. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can be
dangerous.
Mm-hmm. If people can teleport here, they can find us, and if they can find us, they can make us do things. Yeah, well...
No flame.
Shush.
Gardena, this is...
Yeah, well, I haven't met anybody who made me do things that I didn't want to do. Okay. This whole thing started with someone telling you to do something that you shouldn't have done. Oh, yeah. So, are you ready to go? We can start digging anytime.
Yes. I think we are. Once we get closer, we should have... Devin, you can figure out some way to find the... We have a thing to find the...
Yeah. The currents of the magic are tugging you toward the egg.
Ah. Oh, that's right. We all have it. I forgot. Karasinda will point that away.
That was the last thing that Daggers did before leaving was...
Yeah.
ensure that the magic was... Like, it's not a strong... Like it's not like gravity is off. Like, Devin's doing something to you. But... You can sense that the magic thinks you should go a certain direction.
It's like a breeze that's constantly that away. Point.
Yeah. You have metaphysical anime hair breeze.
Yes.
Old Rob's bathrobe does not blow in the anime breeze because it's possible it's too crusty to do so.
I was going to say, it hasn't been washed for long enough, but it doesn't move.
Old Rob beats it against a rock once or twice a month.
Karasinda would burn it if she could, but it's probably practically unburnable by now.
90% non-burnable materials by volume.
Hey, Adelina, you think you could stick that in the forge? Bet that'd make it burn.
Old Rob tells a story about people failing to burn old clothing. In order to give everyone an asset and failing to burn his bathrobe.
I brought a book that might have a little bit about construction magic, so that might help a little bit. I will post which thing I am trying to... How do I post it? I can't just post
I still haven't figured that out.
Well, apparently I rolled a nat 20 to help dig, I guess. Even though I'm technically not the one rolling.
We build the equivalent of the channel tunnel.
I'm still going to count it as a player intrusion.
Player intrusion, this is going to go real well.
Yeah.
I will call this the harbor tunnel.
I suppose.
I was just trying to help with the digging. And it insisted I roll, so apparently I got a nat 20.
Yep. I have an ability called Accelerate.
Okay.
Technically, it's supposed to give us an asset on initiative tasks and speed defense rolls. However, it makes us go faster if the GM will allow it. And also, I have an edge of 4 in intellect, so I can cast Accelerate for free.
Sure.
As we continue to discuss what we should be doing, we all sound like chipmunks.
Okay.
Darrow sends Ute off to start digging. They're younger, they're faster. And instructs Ute to make the tunnel a little bigger so you don't have to stoop.
Well, Rob will stoop anyway.
Yes, well. Is there anything else that you want to do before you leave the hive?
I could probably try and help out with like a shovel or something for a while.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. By the time you and Darrow get to the entrance of the tunnel, Ute's already easily 20 feet in.
Oh.
Kerosene is going to ask if there are any medical things that she can do to help with the rigors of digging, or do Ugogs not have...
Is there anything like a rigor of digging for an Ugog?
Yeah.
Ute might tire themselves out if they dig too far and too hard too quickly, but that's why I'm here, to keep an eye on them.
Is that the Balrog is here?
The what?
Oh, never mind. That's only if you dig too deep.
It's a story he's got. It's some story about people who dig too deep, and I think it's so that he learned it to discourage people from trying to dig holes where he'd trip into them.
No, it's fine. Some old guy says you will not get an A on the test, and then it fell off a bridge.
Yes, that's usually what the face that people make when they get a bad grade.
Clearly, everyone is confused, so Old Rob will tell the whole story, which will give us an asset in delving too deep.
I have concerns. How about we just delve instead of too deep?
We delve sideways for the most part, not deep.
Yes. Yes, we like to delve sideways. And not greedily, either. That's other people.
While we're progressing, trying to not be greedy. Old Rob will come aside and have a conversation with the party. You know, there's something bothering me about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the fact that somebody really didn't want to say somebody else's name.
Mm-hmm.
They knew who they were, wouldn't say the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But ostensibly, you know who hasn't gotten to you know what yet.
Ostensibly?
It's possible that they can't. But if we manage to get there,
they might try and come up with our path.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anything in this book that Devin has, or anything the Ugogs know about, that can make this path be a bit more arduous for those who don't know the way.
We get close enough to where the egg is, we could ask about our own little labyrinth. For one.
If we wait until then, we'll have still done most of the work.
That's true. Think we should be collapsing this tunnel behind us a little?
I hesitate to say that's a good idea.
Yeah, the bad for air.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not a good plan. Yeah.
Oh, they're semi-collapsing so that someone who isn't an Ugog would have a hard time digging it through. Maybe we should ask if Darrow has an expert opinion on that?
Maybe some paths that just loop back around and have you go on the other way, you're not paying attention.
That's making our own labyrinth.
Yes, but not doing it right outside the other labyrinth, doing it beforehand when someone isn't expecting the traps to be. But in any case, you got a good idea. Let's talk to Darrow about it.
You know, I'm right here.
Sorry, I thought you were further down the tunnel.
That one's Ute.
Yes, I thought you were both...
I'm keeping an eye on him.
True. Sorry.
If he flags, I'll take over the digging.
Ah.
Give him a chance to rest.
Right. Could we ask your expert opinion on something? I mean, without being a hassle.
Well, we could dig a labyrinth if you'd like. Or we could put spikes in the floor to make it unpleasant to step on. Or once we get close enough to the egg, we could just close off the path behind us.
Would that cause...
Whatever you like.
Security's the opposite of convenience.
Breathing, however, does trump things.
That's true. Well, there's lots of air in these tunnels. But you're right. Yeah. Closing them off might present a problem.
Up ahead, we hear the little Ooga going, Mold Earth, create air. Mold Earth, create air. Mold Earth, create air.
Perhaps we should do some of the more convenient obstacles to slow people down earlier on. Well, slow people who aren't Oogogs down, I guess. And when we get closer, we figure out what a reasonable precaution might be. Does that seem sensible?
Adelina? Sure.
I don't think I like the idea of spikes popping up.
Because
that could harm, like, the little guys, you know?
And the big True. Guys.
And if we have to leave in a hurry.
It would make it clear.
Thought of something.
Oh?
Something that they did at Sears Forge.
Huh?
And given what Dakrisk said to us, I have an educated guess that you might be able to call upon some tiny piece of that.
You might have to do more than just give hints.
Yes, I know. I'm going to explain more, but I think we need to go back towards the entrance of this tunnel for that.
Well, all right. Ute, you can stop for just a minute. We're going to go back towards the entrance. Come on. Oh, all right.
I meant Adelina and I.
You're going to put a ward up.
Yes. Yes. And I
suspect... Okay, keep digging.
Adelina, all right. Sorry, we'll try to be quick. I don't think Jen was here when we had that encounter.
No, I don't think
right.
so. I probably wasn't.
They had a magical ward over the entrance that used dragon magic. Even old Rob couldn't see through it.
And Daggers mentioned that each of you has a portion of the great dragon's magic.
Yep. And it's fairly clear, given Sio's association with the Forge, that that's probably Adelina's affinity.
She was a blacksmith. So.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to try it.
You convinced Rox to do a thing.
Yeah.
And Stefan will do what he can to help, because he at least witnessed the ward and can probably have some theories about how it would work, even if he knows he absolutely couldn't be the one to reverse engineer it.
Okay.
Old Rob will happily tell you a story about the adventurers who were able to use dragon magic once they stopped and thought about how to do it. And somebody told them a story about dragon magic and some adventurers who were able to figure out how to use it. It is very meta and circular. Recursive. Yes, it is recursive, but old Rob mentions the recursiveness versus just saying the whole thing over again. To do anecdote, to give you an asset towards this task.
All right. Devin and Adelina, you go back towards the entrance. Not terribly far. You've come about a mile at this point, so yeah, go back about a quarter of the way, maybe. I figure that going back is less...
Yeah.
Anyway, it's more about being separated from the group than it is. Okay, Adelina, why don't you just go ahead and roll a d20.
Okay. Got a 10.
Okay. Between the story that Rob told and Devin's help, and you didn't know you could do this, reaching in and finding that spark within yourself. Yes, you managed to place a ward around the tunnel and its future path.
Interesting.
It isn't as strong as, Devin, you can feel this right away. It isn't as strong as the ward around the forge.
Yeah.
But someone who doesn't know the tunnel is there is going to have to look for it and is going to have a hard time getting into it. You got the impression with the forge that even knowing it was there, knowing where the entrance was, you were still going to bounce off it unless you were really careful. This is like, if you know where the tunnel is, then it's not going to be, like, you're going to have some difficulty getting into it if you're not supposed to be in it, but it won't not be findable.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But definitely helpful.
Yes.
Very helpful, especially if we can close it off at the end, in which case a certain individual might waste his time a bit.
Indeed. And as you return to the group after putting the ward up, and the Rob and Karasenda, you can feel it go up.
Huh.
We've been playing for about an hour. We're going to go ahead and take a 5-minute break, and let's please keep it to 15.
Okay.
And this is the point where you would add a punchline in to really bring the whole thing together and reference stuff that you'd said earlier. Anyway, now you have an anecdote on how to tell jokes.
Feels recursive.
Well, I've been practicing it long enough. Figured I should do a how-to.
I'm not sure about your how-tos. They seem a little bit embellished.
It's how to tell jokes. Of course there's embellishment.
It feels like it might be like one of those how to draw an owl, where you draw the circle and you draw the oval and then you draw the rest of the owl.
Now you see? That's how you do it. That's a great punchline. Good for you. Knew you could do it if you tried.
I'm going to throw a picture of an owl at you.
You'll have to
draw it first.
This is
the kind
of
conversation that the party gets into on a 2-day walk.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
You do need to pause halfway through. Because, well, it's a 2-day walk. The tower is about a day and a half walk from Dunport, and the hive is another couple hours past that. So,
yep.
Nothing particularly momentous happens during the walk. Ute and Darrow carve out a, all things considered, pretty nice space for everybody to sleep in. And
nice of them.
They are very happy that you brought whey bread with them because, well, it's something that isn't root vegetables.
And it's way better than eating glowing mushrooms.
Yes.
Yeah, depends on the mushroom. You fry them up a little. Karasenda is absolutely going to be using the stopping for meals as a way to discuss what kind of recipes are liked and edible, and she is planning so many cakes and cookies and casseroles.
You can definitely get that information. The Ugogs are largely vegetarian. They are occasional opportunistic carnivores, but by and large, they don't eat meat.
They would see a few shreds of meat as a perfectly reasonable garnish or something.
Something like that.
No, you don't eat that bacon. It's just on the Cypher show.
Pretty much. Within the warded tunnel, you notice that you don't actually need torches or lanterns or anything to see, and it takes a minute for someone to figure out that the gem on Adelina's sword is glowing. Not in a way that's, like, it doesn't hurt to look at, but it's also shedding enough light that you don't need lanterns to see.
So she's basically Link now with the sword.
Which means that if you're at full health, you can swing it and a beam of light will extend down the tunnel, killing any slimes that might be there.
Yes.
I hope there aren't any slimes moving in so quickly. That would be kind of concerning.
It would be concerning because they have those cute little faces with the white eyes.
More concerned.
Yep, yep. So Adelina's going to just like hold up her sword and see if they run because she doesn't really want to fight them.
No slimes.
No slimes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and you don't have to be holding it or anything. It's just, you know, where it is, where you've got it scabbarded.
Yeah.
She's probably it's glowing it, like, on its own.
Through a belt or something like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Uh-huh. Does anybody have anything they want to do over the course of the walk?
Can't think of anything except, you know, per usual, ask about the glowing fungus, blah, 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 you know, small talk.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that shows up sometimes. You know, we don't really bother it most of the time. We don't know where it comes from. Huh. Nobody's ever bothered to go find the source of it. But, yeah, it's...
Fascinating.
Yeah, just a feature of the ground.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
If you eat it, have you ever been near lightning when it hits something?
No.
Yes.
But I can imagine. Yeah. I've heard descriptions.
It feels like your tongue was near lightning when it... I don't know how else to describe it.
Mm.
I'm just...
But it's not a fun experience. I wouldn't recommend eating it.
Thank you. I got half a chuckle.
I'm going to take your hat. I'm going to take your hat away from you, old Rob, and I'm going to smack you with your hat, and then I'm going to put it back on your head.
Please don't do that to my hat. It's barely holding it together.
And yet, you make these horrible puns.
I don't see what my hat has to do with the puns.
Well, it's like this. I feel that after some of these jokes that it's worth considering hatricide.
Old Rob will stare at at Karasinda. Not Adelina. Right. Just stare at Karasinda.
Adelina's not going to do that.
Because Old Rob doesn't know. On one hand, Old Rob truly believes that Karasinda would do such a thing. On the other hand, Karasinda has committed the crime of which Old Rob is accused. On the gripping hand, this is certainly a way to pass the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that I got to make a moat in God's eye reference.
After about a day and a half, Darrow says, we're getting close.
All right,
Darrow and Ute have been taking turns digging.
Minister to any strains or sprains, of which they probably have zero. Oh, well.
Ute slept like the dead.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, they don't... Like, this is everyday life for them. So, they're not... This isn't particularly taxing. The ask was, back in the hive, was not, will you please dig for 2 days, but will you please dig in that direction?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That makes sense.
You can feel that magical breeze that only you can feel. It's getting stronger as you approach Dunport. And also, it's blowing at a slight downward angle.
It's probably time to start thinking about if it would be a reasonable thing to put in more wards and more,
Adelina, your ward is still holding up fine. Nobody has even tried to get in the tunnel.
Cool.
or any extranases. We certainly want to avoid anybody's basements, because that'd be awkward. Very, very awkward.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Avoid basements. Good to know.
Yep.
Right. You know what a basement is, right?
Yes, it's the part that's a part of the house that's underground.
The underground rooms, right.
Yes.
Good, good.
Sometimes we go into basements and there's food in there.
Indeed.
And then sometimes we go into basements and there's not food in there, but there are rats in there.
When you hear the rats, do you chase them out?
No, we avoid them. We go to a different basement.
Ah.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Sometimes we eat them.
Oh. After all, we were stuck in a house. I hear there was a time when people didn't want to eat them because they can be rather filthy. So you have to, you know, ideally you get rats who were raised for it, not feral rats.
But a lot of feral rats are still descended from the ones that are eaten.
Which are descended from rats that weren't domesticated at all, I hear.
If you don't have a whole lot of food, you eat what you got.
Exactly. Well, probably should start aiming down, I guess, if that's we're going to the direct way.
Oh, okay. And Ute will start digging down.
Yes, point at the way that the magic is pulling.
We all take 1d6 points of fall damage as Ute digs straight down.
No.
No.
You have found the lava. You respawn without any of your belongings.
Says you, I had keep inventory turned on.
After another hour or two of digging at a downward angle, the magic tugging is getting kind of fierce. Like, it obviously wants you to know that you are nearing the end of this tunnel.
So, you ever play with the lodestone?
Darrow, who... No, I don't know what that is.
Old Rob will tell a story of what a lodestone is.
Okay. All right. No, I haven't played with one of those.
Point is...
Well, I know what it is.
The magnetic force of a lodestone increases exponentially as it gets close to something that's attracted to it.
Oh, so...
It's pulling.
Okay.
What was Darrow going to say before the anecdote?
Oh, that wasn't an anecdote.
Oh, just that I have to stop digging.
Huh? I mean, yeah, it's all right, but...
Well, no, there's... Huh, that's funny. I don't know why, I just know that we can't dig that far, that direction anymore.
There's a ward there. Betcha.
That's entirely possible.
What can old Rob see about the area?
That's a good question.
I have found the hidden.
Yes.
You see the traceries of objects as they move through space and time. You can sense the distance and direction of any specific inanimate object you once touched. Okay, I don't think that one's going to help.
Yeah, it's see the unseen and see through matter that are what you really want.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
The end of the tunnel where Darrow had been digging until just a minute ago looks like dirt. Like it's dirt and rock, just like all the rest of the tunnel so far. Actually, one thing that is funny is that you can see like mole tunnels around the tunnel that you're in, and they all sort of veer off around the end of the tunnel.
How close are we to the exit?
Well, we would normally be making our own exit, except for the part where we can't go into that area without pushing through the ward of avoidance. There's clearly some magic that says dig not here.
The player can have to dig. I mean, we don't probably have to dig, but I mean, if it doesn't want us to dig, we don't have to dig.
Well, that's what the magic says, but the other magic that's got an egg involved is...
And the pulling force is pulling us directly towards a spot where the Ugog say they can't dig.
Yes.
Well, if we can't go through, then we should go around.
Either that, or perhaps it's time for us to try to do a bit of digging. The not digging is, I mean, Rob, there's nothing up above there that's going to drop on us like a rock or something if we keep going that way, is there?
Old Rob will motion to all Beat. Of the rock that's around us right now.
No, a big rock.
Old you Rob don't see will anything motion loose. To all of the rock that's around us right now.
Yes. In fairness to Rob, you are under a mountain.
Okay.
So, maybe we should give a bit of digging?
If you want to.
I don't know how unpleasant it would be if you tried to dig any further into there. It's I think it's, Devin, you concur that some kind of magic spell or something that's keeping things away from this area?
I'll see if I can detect anything.
Oh, good idea.
And I don't specifically have a spell for this, but he probably has some experience in, an attempt to understand and identify its properties.
Yeah.
It's on his sheet. So that would be theory.
Okay.
I don't know what the base difficulty is.
Let's call it 4.
Okay. Yay. I can't roll for beans, but...
You can still succeed with a 5. There is a ward around this. It is not a dragon ward, but it has definitely been placed to keep people out. And you get the sense that if you tried to start digging in, you would also get the sense, you would also start immediately feeling like it was a bad idea to continue.
Yeah. Maybe we should find a different route.
I don't know if there is a different route. There's a warding here to protect the thing.
Right.
You could dig around. You could, if nothing else, figure out what the shape of this ward is.
A little concerned that if we dig around too much, the entire city will settle down 5 feet lower than it was.
I suspect.
Well, we'd have to take out a lot of dirt in order to do that.
That's true enough. It's not like sawing through a table. We're not sawing a hole in a table.
I suspect.
Yeah, no.
With what we've got going for us, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some way for us to dispel this rune if we tried hard enough. But dispelling it would mean that anyone else with capabilities would be able to go through like it wasn't there, because it wouldn't be there anymore.
Don't particularly like that idea.
Neither do I. So we'll put that on the maybe pile, as in maybe we shouldn't.
That's truth.
But if we could...
Up to you.
Just lift the curtain a bit. I have a thing that I might be able to do, but I want to save it for if there's no other suggestions, because it's a real cop-out of a thing to do.
Okay.
And it would cost me an XP to do it, which I don't mind spending the XP, but plot-wise, it's a real cop-out of a thing to do.
Well, do what you like.
All right. I'm going to spend 1 XP, unless Devin has an idea.
Devin, with some reluctance, takes the anchor out of the little pouch he's keeping it in.
Old Rob immediately understands what's going on and thinks, it's possible that 500 years ago, this was also solid rock because we just dug it out.
Not sure that thing's safe to use underground like this.
Good news is, if it's not safe, we'll all be dead in an instant.
Don't
That's
like
not
that.
What I'm doing.
Oh, all right then.
It's the white dragon egg in there. This is a piece of Technique Day's power.
Oh, you think it might get us past the go-away spell without breaking the go-away spell?
I hope so.
Wow.
I have learned what a button does. Ignore that roll. The button makes me roll a dice.
Okay.
Okay.
Or at least I'm fairly... I was remembering that the people who were in Sio's forge had a key to their own ward.
Yes.
Yeah. And wasn't that key one of their dragon thingies?
Yes.
Yep.
Substantially less worn than yours, but it also hadn't spent the last 500 years out in the wilds.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you approaching this?
I suppose we could just try and put it towards the wall and see if it, if someone holding it could
EO
push through the...
might not know how to approach this. The question is not whether EO knows. The question is, would Devin know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Gotcha.
That would probably be an intellect roll.
Devin would, with that magical theory roll, I'm not going to require another one. I am going to suggest that Devin would, the obvious path forward for Devin would be to have Darrow or Ute come back to the end of the tunnel with Devin, with the anchor out, and see if they can dig.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that... Sorry, I thought you were asking me to do some magic thing with the anchor.
Oh, no, sorry.
I had no idea.
We will start out with seeing if... Hi, we have your token. We get free passage, right?
And in fact, when you get to the end of the tunnel with Darrow, Darrow says, oh, huh, I guess your thingy did its job, because here, let me show you. There's a space about two or three oots in front of us.
Oh. Ah.
So let's see if I can dig all the way through, huh?
Indeed. And
Darrow starts digging, and within a minute or two, they break through into an open area.
Well, let's not dig this too tall. Anyone comes after us, they ought to wind up bonking their heads.
Old Rubble bonked his head.
This is a broad chamber about 200 feet across. It isn't quite a sphere because the bottom is shallower than the top is, if that makes any sense. It's like kind of imagine being inside a plastic Easter egg.
Yep.
I look for the seam. And if somebody put a $5 bill in here.
In the center of the chamber, on a raised platform that is pretty much only big enough to fit it, is an egg larger than the tallest of you is tall. And it is, the whole chamber is suffused with a white light, and the egg is glowing. Not glowing, but pulsing with magic. Like, even Darrow and Ute can feel the magic radiating off this egg. And the platform has a walkway leading away from it toward one of the edges of the chamber. You're actually about on a level with the egg. So if you want to get to the walkway, you are going to have to go around the outside. At the far end of the walkway, along the edge, is a door. The door is open.
That's bad.
And Iago is on the walkway, only a few feet in, and walking determinedly toward the egg at a very, very slow pace. Like, he's not walking slowly. Everything about him is slowed down.
Devin holds up his clicky thing and says, Iago, if you ever want to reach it, you're going to have to stop me.
What Iago hears is,
Iago!
And Devin rolls goad.
Let me double check that. What that does.
For a moment, Devin looks like a 7-foot-tall murder bot with a giant hammer.
And I can add another thingy to it because that's an intellect thingy and I can have a free level of effort on that.
Okay.
Because edge of 4. So that would beat difficulty 6.
Okay. Iago is still moving extremely slowly.
Can he even hear us?
He starts turning to look at you, but like he's in extreme slow motion. His reactions are fairly, like, you have successfully goaded him. It's going to take a while.
Iago's not here with the blessing of a time dragon. There's defenses in play.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that we've got all the time in the world, though.
Oh, certainly not. But we know this music, so let's do it up to tempo. And I'm going to use Accelerate again. But I'm specifically going to use Accelerate on Devin. Because unless I spend effort, which I'm not spending effort right now, I could later. I reserve the right to spend effort. But right now, Accelerate affects one person at a time, unless I spend effort. And I'm focusing on Devin first. So Devin will have... Devin is additionally accelerated beyond what we're all doing. To gain an asset on initiative tasks and speed defense rolls for 10 minutes. In addition to the normal options of effort, I already said that. I can spend effort to have it affect more than one person. But the reason why I picked Devin is Devin's the one who can like use onslaught to throw things at things or possibly just use force on somebody who is going across a walkway.
Yep.
Which isn't going to happen right now because Devin already did a thing. But we've got that.
Yep.
Karasinda would like to comment that Iago seems like a sort of person to make unreasonable demands of anyone who could hear him. Just sort of going to comment that for any ears who are around. And also, well, not much that I can that Karasinda can do with that. I'm going to hit understanding on Iago with one intellect point, but oh hey, I have an edge of 3 in intellect. You observe or study a creature or object. Your next interaction with that creature or object gains one asset. Let's study Iago first, just in case. And then pass the ball to whoever gets to act next.
Oh, the one of us who hasn't Adelina? Done a thing is Adelina.
Yes. See if I can figure this out. Got a 9.
For figuring things out?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, that beats a difficulty
3. He doesn't like Iago, so... Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So Adelina's going to move a bit closer to this very slowed Iago and see what he does.
Old Rob is actually wondering if Old Rob is slowed or if everyone here that isn't... Sorry, if Iago is slowed or if everyone else is sped up. And he'll spend a good half second wondering this before he realizes it doesn't really matter right now. Time is relative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Adelina's just going to like pick a spot near him and see how long it takes for him to do whatever he thinks he's doing.
Can we get over there at all quickly?
I don't know.
That's what Adelina's attempting.
Right. No, we can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's far away.
Oh, he's far away. Okay. Well, just
you can
see.
Start to head that way.
I can. Yeah. Yeah.
And see how long it takes us to slow down if we get away from the magic gizmo that Devin has.
Mm-hmm. That could work too. So, yeah, Adelina's going to like start making little steps closer. I don't think she's ever seen Iago this, like, disabled, you know?
Dart in there! Tie his shoelaces together! Go away again! Sorry.
Yep.
The computer that's rendering him is getting thermal throttled. The frame rate's gone way down.
Yep. So I'm just going to stand, you know, where I'm at and see how long it takes for him to figure out what he's doing.
Well, right now, because Goad convinces people that they should try to physically hit you, I figure that convincing him that the thingy I have is making him slow down and he should try to take it is probably about what would produce that.
He is turning to reach toward you with his, like his, one of his hands, which it's the one that has a glove on it, is coming up from his side.
Don't it's like going to extend gloves. Outward like a cartoon extendo glove thing.
I mean, it could. There's enough weird magic around here.
Go, right. Gadget-y-yaga.
Devin, mm-hmm. I'm sorry I have to ask you to repeat yourselves, but there's been too much for me to keep in my head right now. Devin has goaded him. Rob, what were you doing?
I used Accelerate to give bonus.
You used Accelerate on Devin. Okay. Adelina, you're waiting to see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Karasinda, you were scanning him?
Understanding.
Understanding, okay.
I put that in the chat, so it'll be there.
Okay.
You can intuit that, first of all, the door doesn't seem to be, it's intact. So it seems like he's figured out a way through it, as opposed to digging or just blasting through it. Between you and Devin, you can gather that it is that you have seen this in action. One of Sekhnikde's abilities was to put things in stasis, hence the Glass Academy.
Mm-hmm.
The power radiating from the egg seems to be not quite a stasis field, but it's preventing, it's trying to make it difficult to get near it. And the anchor that Devin has is nullifying the effect for your group.
Hey, Devin, do you think you could make the egg's ability a bit stronger, focused on point?
I believe.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, it's possible that with enough time, you could figure out how to do it. But that, I'm not going to make you roll. That is not something you know how to do.
No, but 1 minute isn't 1 minute for Iago right now. Would you say that Iago is within short range right now?
I'd have to remember what short range is.
Valid.
Probably not from what you've said. I think he's further away than that. But that's my knee-jerk reaction. According to the cheats.
Yeah, I'm...
short range, short distance is up to 50 feet.
Oh, then he is actually about 50 feet from you.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's closer than I thought.
Okay.
In that case, if initiative has come around...
Yeah, he's reaching out, but he's not doing anything yet. Like he has barely had the chance to respond to the fact that you goaded him.
In an angry chipmunk voice.
Yes, initiative has come back around.
In that case, Devin uses stasis.
Interesting.
With 3 levels of effort. Which it
okay,
does not
so...
take into account when a difficulty is not specified.
All right. You put your mind to it and reach out with the magic to immobilize Iago. Iago, I assume you're targeting Iago.
Yes.
Okay.
To immobilize Iago the way that he froze the other villagers in time.
Right.
That's a great idea. Really, I love the thematic. we're coming full circle on this.
Mm-hmm.
Iago stops moving. And then there is a flash that's sort of muted because it comes from underneath the glove.
Oh no.
And Iago says, "What did you just do?"
Does he say that at normal speed?
Yes.
Huh. Well, Criff, we brought him into our time, huh?
He has stopped, but he is looking down at his hand and seems to be moving at normal speed.
What's in his hand?
A glove.
That's what's on his hand. Well, what's in his hand is a very good question. He's not holding anything. Well, I guess it's my turn then. And he reaches that hand out. And Devin, you yourself are not put into stasis. You can feel that that's what's supposed to have happened, that you were supposed to be put into stasis, but the anchor sort of sucked it up.
Well, I'm not going to puff myself up by claiming we're evenly matched, but it seems that we might be something of a challenge for you, Iago.
Maybe, but I have the... Wait a minute. Is that my Ugog?
No, they are not your Ugogs. Karasinda is going to put her hands over the nearest Ugog's ears.
Fine, I suppose they're your Ugogs now, whatever.
They are not.
They're their own Ugogs.
I've been...
They're their own people.
I have spent all this time using all of these artifacts that we've gathered to get in here, and you just had them dig at it? Well, whatever. Now that I can move, you have no idea how frustrating that was. Can I still... He takes a step forward. Yes. Fine. Good. Whatever you did...
Adelina, smack him, would you?
Can do. Just gonna roll up her sleeves, come towards him.
There isn't a path towards him.
Oh, there's not a path towards
him?
Okay. Yeah, I'll get
that's the unfortunate ahead. Part, is he's got the walkway. You're just sort of on the edge of this... otherwise, on the edge of this cavern. But Ute steps forward. And says, you know what? She's right. We are not your Ugogs. And he, I don't know how else to describe this. Mm-hmm. He does a tough stomp. And the earth rises from the bottom of the chamber into a walkway about 5 feet across to the egg. Well, I don't know what you expect to do with this. But whatever, you're going to have to beat me to it.
I can manage
that. And he takes a step forward and snarls because he is still fighting against something to go toward the egg.
If we punch him, he won't get there. Well, if Adelina punches him.
Right.
Old Rob will not be doing any punching.
He has something that works like a totem of Sacnecte, but it's not a totem of Sacnecte.
I'm going to go park myself in front of the egg.
Let me check something real quick.
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to count it. Adelina, you go and park yourself in front of the egg.
Okay.
And Iago looks at you and says, oh, good, you count. And can start moving forward again, but he's moving toward you.
Okay. Adelina's a fighter. She'll be fine.
Yes, you'll be fine.
Yep.
Go meet him there, though.
Adelina, don't stand that close.
Stand further. Are the egg.
Are the rest of you approaching the egg?
Devin. Devin is about as close as he wants to be.
Yeah, that's fair.
Karasinda would like to do a scan of the egg, if possible.
Okay.
Scan the Cuban. Know things about it.
All right.
I might suggest that we are in initiative order at this point.
Yeah, you should probably hit us into initiative order.
Technically, we
have just hit the begin combat button.
Oh, good.
I haven't.
Oh, look. There's Jim.
Jim. Hey, Jim, the other Sky don't like you either. No, not going to say it. Just going to think it.
I hadn't realized that I had not did his prototype token.
Aw, now he's Iago again.
So Devin, you get to go first. Actually, let's properly do initiative order.
And don't forget, Devin, you have an asset in initiative. Basically add 3 to your roll.
All right.
Which means that Ellie will have to add 3 to your roll.
Yeah, I had the option to edit it for a moment, I thought, but then no.
And Adelina needs to roll in the crust, or... Yep.
Yep.
And the GM will have to enter that manually.
And technically, Iago's initiative should be whatever his level is times 3.
Yes. He's still acting slow.
Ah.
So he goes last.
The player is okay with this. Just so you know. The player is definitely okay with this.
The characters are okay with it too.
So, now that we are in the same initiative order that we were before we rolled initiative.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dice never lie.
Devin, what would you like to do?
Well, this place is suffused in magic, and the magic doesn't like them.
Yes.
And I am having slight difficulties with the sheet. Give me a moment.
Oh, no. I found ranges in the core rules. They were higher up on the page I was looking on.
Okay.
The cheat sheet also has movement rules. Like, we can, if we move a short distance and also want to do a simple action, it's difficulty 4. I'm assuming speed. I say this because this is what old Rob is going to do during his turn.
Okay.
Is the base difficulty to attack him something we know?
No.
Okay. Then something like the gravitational effect that Devin has learned to use coalesces at the end of the totem to Sacnicte in his hand, and he points it at Iago, and he fires a bolt of gravitational force.
Iago winces as that backs into him, and very nearly falls off the ledge.
I will not let you. We will not let you bend time to your ear.
Okay. Are you moving, or are you staying put?
I'm staying put.
Okay. He has not had a chance to respond yet.
There.
Old Rob, you're up. Sorry, Io.
No, all I was saying was he does not have legendary actions.
No.
Thank goodness.
No, he just has to stand there bobbing from one foot to the other as the battle music plays. Old Rob is going to move uncharacteristically fast because, well, we already know what's going on with old Rob, to stand next to Adelina in front of Iago. Well, next-ish to Adelina.
Mm.
But mm-hmm. I want to also do a thing this turn, so I have to roll a speed task, and I am going to apply a level of effort to this.
Okay.
And it didn't actually roll anything.
Fisk.
Unless it did roll and I don't see it, which is also possible. So I'm just going to roll. Well, that's an 18. I didn't need to spend.
Yeah, an 18 works.
That'll do.
I don't think I get to count the +2 damage because that was a roll to see if I get to do a thing. Now yes. I'm going to try to do the thing that I get to do. because in my inventory, our second real battle, which wasn't much of a battle with the skeletons, Ellie gave old Rob a cipher called Shocker. It's a level 5 cipher, but it doesn't have anything that says that the level does anything. Delivers a powerful burst of electricity that shocks any creature touched, inflicting damage equal to the cipher's level. Never mind. So I want to reach out and touch someone. In my headcanon, old Rob scuffed his feet, running the entire way over.
Okay.
Got to build up a charge there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if it was an anime, old Rob would have pulled the shocker out and had it dragging across the ground to build up the charge as he ran over, digging a furrow in the wonderfully made Ugog path that was given to us. But this is not an anime. We are not adventurers. He scuffed his feet because he's a small child. In the body of an old man. And D1C3 has not rolled any dice. So is this going to be a speed task or might task for me to reach out and touch someone?
I'm not going to make you roll.
Okay.
I boop him on the nose.
He is apparently getting angrier, but still hasn't had a chance to respond. All right. Adelina, you're up.
Okay. So I think I'm standing as close to the egg as I can be. I think that's what I was trying to do. Yeah. Don't do that.
He can approach you when he can't approach the egg.
Yeah. That'll work. I'm going to roll something here and see how this goes. I have a 4.
Stride over and punch him?
Yeah, that could work. But I rolled a 4. I don't know how well that's going to go. So okay. I don't know how far away he is from where I'm standing. So
He's close enough that Rob could reach out and touch him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that.
After scampering over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can just stand there and swing at him. Okay. A 4 is not going to hit him.
Right. Should I reroll?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
This actually works out better.
Okay.
Are you going to do any movement, or is that your action?
I think if I'm standing like in front of this egg, I'm trying to protect it from him.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I figured you were going to stay there and block his path, but I wanted to make sure.
Yep. So that's what she's doing. Waiting on him to do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, Rob and Adelina, you notice that you are slowing down a bit as you get away from the anchor.
That Devin is holding.
Not yes. Shocked.
Right.
No, he was shocked.
Exactly.
Okay.
I channeled Lord Karasinda,
Zappi. You said you were going to scan the egg.
Yep.
Okay.
Do I need to roll?
Let me double check with that. You scan a 10-foot cube and know things about the creatures and objects in it. In addition, you know the general health level. Uh-huh. The dragon inside the egg is healthy. I should say dragonling. Mm-hmm. It is fully formed. It is ready to hatch. And it is aware of you.
Well, that's... Does that use my action there, or...?
Yes.
Okay, then that means that I wait for everything to go round again, don't I?
What is it that you want to do?
Karasinda is... has got a thing that she wants to do, which is going to require being closer to the egg, but she also wants to try to do so in a way that will not enable Iago to head for her and thereby shortcut.
Gotcha. You can go to the platform around the egg without... Like, if you go to the platform around the egg, he's... Like, it's a circle, so he's got to get through Adelina and Rob to get to you.
Okay. Kersen would like to go there.
Okay. Would you make me a speed roll, please?
A speed roll. Okay. I can do this thing. Let's just roll them. A 9.
Okay. Because you're doing an action and a movement on the same turn, you get about halfway there.
Okay.
Scanning it takes a while.
Yes.
Bon Jovi has something to say about your placement.
Iago takes a step forward and takes a swing at Adelina with his non-gloved hand.
Okay.
Would you make me a might defense roll, please?
If I
can. You can just roll a d20. Just roll a d20 and...
Okay. Got a 6, it looks like.
Okay. That is unfortunately not enough to dodge.
Right.
So... I'm just going to mark some might damage defense. For you. Oh, sorry. Not enough to absorb the hit is what I meant.
Okay.
So I've marked a couple damage. Now that that's over with.
Adelina, why do you know? Sorry.
Why do you have to be so... You have been complicating things since I started this project.
You shouldn't have started it.
Your project sucks.
Tries to reach past you with his gloved hand, and he doesn't get past you.
Okay.
For all that.
Don't roll it right now, Adelina. I just
no,
want you
I just
to know that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Karasinda, you are the one who is most likely to notice this, but everybody's going to notice it. Uh-huh. The egg begins to crack.
Oh, good. I think.
Devin, we're back up to you.
Devin,
you can see, incidentally, that everybody else has sort of slowed down as they've gotten away from you.
Yeah. Devin will approach a bit, but only within an immediate distance. He's not trying to run over. The thing suggests that at most an immediate distance might be around 10 feet, so.
Okay. Yeah, you're not, like, touching close, but you're close enough that people start to be moving at regular speed again.
They're not touching you. They're not touching you.
I hope that doesn't include Iago, but I don't think I'm that lucky.
We will turn this dragon egg right around.
Devin, there is some insight that I can give you regarding Iago. Uh-huh. He does seem to be moving at normal speed. The difficulty that he was having was probably because he was forced to attack you or someone in your party before he could do anything else.
Goading.
Yeah, that he was still goaded from when you used that earlier. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Quick, goad him again. Haunt him a second time.
Are you going to do anything, or is your movement your action?
I am going to do something. Okay. You can move an immediate distance as part of the...
Okay. Just making sure.
Another onslaught.
Beats difficulty 5 because eased by 2 steps.
Okay. I will mark some damage.
Good.
He winces again and steps back from Adelina.
Devin is not thrilled to possibly have Iago's attention again, but he just grimaces and holds tightly to the totem.
Fair enough. Rob, you're up.
Question, and this is going to determine what old Rob is going to do. Is old Rob aware that the egg is cracking?
Yes. You can hear it behind you.
Wonderful. This could go very badly if people don't follow old Rob's lead. But old Rob is going to attempt to use Enthrall. Again. Because it's what I used last time we met Iago. So while talking, you grab and keep another creature's attention, even if the creature can't understand you. For as long as you do nothing but speak, you can't even move. The other creature takes no actions other than to defend itself, even over multiple rounds. If the creature is attacked, the effect ends. This is where I'm worried that someone's going to smack Iago anyway. However, old Rob is going to be using this ability while saying, "Now, see here, we've had enough of you and your meddling. This whole business with the wild magic started because mortal races thought that maybe we should be dealing with things that were beyond our comprehension. And look where that got us. And you decide, hey, you know what I'm going to do to make this be better? I'm going to deal with things beyond my comprehension. It's just making matters worse. And now you want to try to influence an actual dragon? Do you have any idea the lack of critical thinking skills you are demonstrating right now? That dragon belongs to itself. It's not for us to influence it. It's not for you to influence it. It's its own thing. We need to let nature and dragon gods take their course." And old Rob is going to continue along the same lines for as long as he is able to.
Filibuster.
And that is technically what Enthrall is. It's a one-person filibuster. I'm assuming I need to make an intellect roll for this to actually work.
It doesn't say you do.
Nothing says that.
Yeah, nothing says that a roll is required usually, but it's the GM's prerogative to say, yeah, I'm not going to let you just do that.
No, I'm going to let you just do that.
Okay.
Spend the intellect point, and which you don't have to do.
Yeah.
And
I'll even spend a level of effort on it, which is still free. because I'm tier 3 and I
you should be aware though
and
in fact everybody should be aware now that old Rob and Iago are now in a shouting match because Iago's response to this is to argue with Rob.
Old Rob is quite literally an older cisset white guy. He doesn't let Iago get a word in edgewise. He just barrels straight over top of it. I have a history as a player of taking disads and turning them into advantages, and this is no different.
Also,
yeah,
but
Iago is an old cishet elf guy.
Yeah. Who's probably just
technically older, but that's besides the point.
This is one of those arguments where they're not actually arguing, they're just yelling at each other.
Yes, yeah. Neither of us is listening to the other person. Mm-hmm. Because if we did, they might have a good point.
And that means, Adelina, you're up, but if you hit Iago, the spell will be broken. Oh, that's fireworks.
Okay, hear it, but yeah, I'm sure that'll pop up later tonight here.
Old Rob's plan is to find time for the dragon to hatch.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As well. Gonna do this and see how it goes. And it's a 9. I gotta figure out how to do this right for the next time around.
What are you attempting
to
do?
That was private, too. Was it? I don't know. I think I did the wrong thing. Hold on.
Well.
Too many things here. Let's do
this. Adelina, you're trained in breaking.
Okay.
Can you help the egg hatch?
Yeah.
It's an assisted hatch.
Midwife help the egg hatch.
Okay, yeah, I can climb up there and try to help it get out of its egg, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I don't know if I did this right.
Go, dragon. It's your birthday. Gonna party like it's your birthday.
Okay. Jen, do you see at the lower right corner where it says enter message, big black square?
Yes.
Okay, above that, there's a little world and some other symbols.
Okay.
Hit the little world.
The little world. Okay, I've hit the little world.
Now your rolls can be seen by people.
Okay.
You've been rolling them privately.
Didn't realize that. Okay. So I'll just try it again. And it's a 3. I'll have to figure this out at some point. I am terrible with numbers.
No problem. Mm-hmm. You are helping the... Like you're not doing it as fast as you could be, but you because well, it's substantially taller than you.
Right.
But you are helping the dragonling crack its way out.
Okay.
Kirsinda.
Kirsinda would like to get close enough to get to the egg,
mm-hmm.
and would like to use improvise, which is 3 intellect points. Thank goodness I have an edge of 3. To basically improvise. Actually, no. Adeline is already doing that. Kirsinda is just going to helpfully try to reach out if she can touch the egg and use healing touch.
Okay.
You seal the egg back up.
No, I want to do healing touch on the dragonling. I don't know if I should be rolling that or what.
No, again, you can roll the 1d6 if you want.
Okay, I will roll the 1d6. I will make sure that I'm public roll. There we go.
A six. You beat difficulty 2.
She is trying to send out any healing energies, endurance, whatever, to help the dragonling hatch itself. Or here, you're among friends. Be healed. Is kind of the thing, and muttering things about never midwifed an egg layer before.
I mean, this egg is 500 years late hatching, so...
Wow.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of... Maybe it'll help.
Iago continues to yell at Old Rob.
Excellent.
The egg... The pieces of egg start to fall off, and there is a glow from inside. Devin, we're back around to the top.
Devin is going to attempt to get to the egg.
Okay. You were within immediate range of it earlier?
Was I?
I thought you were. I thought that's what you said.
I said I moved an immediate range. Assumed I was still only within short range of the egg.
Okay, then you're still within short range of the egg, yes.
Yeah, so that will be my action to get to it. But okay. I'm hoping that all I have to do right now is get to it.
Yeah, Iago is completely distracted.
The totem towards the egg.
Okay. You can feel power moving. Like, it's not, like, flowing from the totem to the egg, but the totem is definitely responding.
I hope this helps.
Old Rob, you are continuing to enthrall?
Yes. And another thing, You sent so many of our townsfolk back in time to whatever fates, they need to come back! Undo the damage you did! If you can't do that, then what was the point? I'm continuing to rant. At some point, I'm going to pull out a book and start telling stories because I just need to fill the airtime. This is a filibuster.
Yeah. And you can also tell him that other Sky think he sucks, too.
I have met good Sky, and you are not, sir, a good Sky.
Adelina, are you continuing to try and help the egg break?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll carefully piece it out a little bit and, you know, yeah.
All right. Go ahead and. Don't worry about giving me a roll.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that the pieces are coming off, it's easier to help it. Okay. So, more and more of that glow inside is exposed. You can see something moving in there, but you assume that there's a dragonling in there. Mm-hmm. Moving around, but you can't, like, it's difficult to make it out.
Okay, so we're just pulling little pieces off the egg?
Well, pretty big pieces, about the size of your hand, but yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that kind of thing. I think I'm not the only one trying to help with this, so, yeah.
Yeah, there's three of you now trying to at least encourage the dragon to come out. Karasinda.
Karasinda is going to take a moment to hit an understanding of that egg, primarily in figuring out how to help it hatch, or, you know, does she need to give it more oomph or anything?
Okay. It is doing okay on its own, with Adelina's help. You can help too if you want. The cracks have spread along to you, and it is evident that this creature is coming out of its egg soon.
All the queen's singing cows and all the queen's men are not going to put this egg back together again.
If there's an egg membrane that needs tearing, then she'd be perfectly willing, if she can get to it, to give it a little nick or something.
Okay.
That'd probably be what she would be working on.
That's fine. You can do that. The egg membrane tears under your hands. You too can see the glow and the indeterminate movement inside.
He continues to tell the dragon it is a good dragon and it's got this and it's going to be a beautiful dragon when it grows up.
Iago continues to argue with Old Rob.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. Old Rob will continue
what
to give
the
entire...
What does that have to do with anything?
Old Rob is continuing to give the entire script of the bee movie. It doesn't matter what he's saying, and Thrall works so long as he's talking.
And furthermore...
You'll know what it's a... You know what it has to do with everything if you let me get to my point. As I was saying, the bee, of course, flies anyway.
The top of the egg shatters.
Oh.
Duck.
No, dragon. It's a dragon. Duck eggs are way smaller.
To Rob's chagrin, one of the pieces smacks Iago in the face.
Now, the question is, does this count as an attack? Because it has to be an attack. Accidents aren't part of this.
Yes, it does. You have lost Iago's concentration.
Because well, he has an eggshell smack to the face.
That means the baby dragling has attacked Iago.
Oh, wow.
It has good taste.
Iago yes. casts hellish retribution.
Better not.
The head of the dragon comes out of the top of the egg. It is shining white. What it makes you think of more than anything else is a pearl.
Oh, wow.
And it looks around the room and sees Devin holding the toad mount. And sees Rob take off his glove.
Rob?
Iago.
Rob?
Iago.
Not Rob. Iago. I was looking at Rob's character sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It was all a clever ruse. Behold, I am the real Iago.
Iago takes off his glove, and his hand is the same white as the totem. And he reaches out toward the dragon. The dragon rears its head back and opens its mouth, and there is a terrible noise, and the world goes white.
And that's where we're going to end it, isn't it?
Your vision comes back. The four of you, without Iago, without the dragon, and without the Ugaths, are standing along a road in a grassy field. A soft wind is blowing. There are clouds in the blue sky. And above you is a floating island. Thank you so much for playing season one of Plus Ultra. Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Io's mom writes books. You can check out the links at elizabethmccoy.com. You can ask for them from your library, their ebooks, and then you can read them for free on Libby, and because the library pays me. You can try and check them out on Hoopla. They ought to be there. And I hope they're pretty cool. Speaking of cool things.
Speaking of websites.
Oh, right, websites and books.
Mm-hmm. Of Jen.
Jen, you're here.
I know, I'm here. yeah, I think... I can't even remember where I put those things online, but yeah, it's there. Bookofjen.net,
shadowsocial.com.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's right. It's that. I haven't been working on it lately, but you know.
It's still there.
It's still there, yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, I'll try to like add things to it maybe if I...
Air
if
quality.
I feel better. Air quality is a bit bad. It's not terrible over here just yet, but it is not good either, so... yeah, that's probably all the brain power I have at this moment.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of websites.
Speaking of websites, I put everything that we make over on AaronBSmith.com. It's got links to everything else, including our Patreon at patreon.com/coggle gaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, well, when in the world am I now? Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
And for
good
the
night,
record,
everyone.
I can tell you with all honesty, in the future, there will be at least one flying car. I promise
that's
it.
Funny.
You don't want it.
Oh dear.
Oh, wow.
The book, the bag, the hat, and the hammer will return in Plus Ultra Season 3. Good night.
We're doing something else for Season 2. Mm.